Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 28th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor out of the 5th District, Mr. Sundberg. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Day by day.
You're looking good, sir.
Oh, you like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Still got a little way to go.
Don't we all?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, one way or the other, we all got a little bit of way to go. Let's see if we can find a quote that is kind of fun. Albert Einstein. To punish me for my contempt for authority, fate must make me an authority myself. Not that I see you as an authoritative figure or anything.
I am not, no.
Good old Ryan, man.
Yep.
I had an interesting discussion over the weekend. Had family in town, and one of my cousins is a radio type goofball like me, and we were talking about this thing called celebrity, or what people try to project upon you. While his kids thought that he sucked it up a little bit, mine are going no, you know, because we don't play. Now you're in the same boat. You're a local kid. You do a couple of things that kind of get you out in front of some others. And people want to, or there's a tendency for people to want to treat you different. Other than the girls at home, how do you stay balanced? Commissioner.
Yeah. I think for me, it's I'm pretty aware of it, of when I'm starting to get stressed out, and my wife is great at letting me know when I start getting out of line, and she whacks me back in line pretty good. So I exercise. That's one thing I do that's a good stress reliever. And what else? I know that I was just telling someone the other day that I usually need to take a little break and shut everything off, you know, at least once a year. And like, no cell phone, no computer, no work stuff. Just, you know, go somewhere where people don't know who you are, where they can stop you and, you know, and start talking to you about.
You're not going to start that in the next half hour, are you?
Okay, good.
So
you're stuck with me.
We're good for the show then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're stuck with me here. I notice I start getting short with people, like, especially. We get a lot of rude emails or people who just think they can treat you any kind of way because you're a public official. And,
yeah, the venting ones.
And I notice that I'm not as politically correct when I write them back when I start getting to the end of my rope. And so I take a little break and recharge myself, and I'm good to go for a while. So be careful. I think I'm there.
Yeah. step by step, baby. Yeah, I can see how you can get caught up in certain things like that if you weren't paying attention, or if you started to believe your press releases. Let's put a parenthesis, whatever, D or R after you. Okay, so now you're one of those at that level. Yeah, you can see how you could kind of get kind of sucked into the vortex a little bit.
Yeah, for me, it's, I just consider myself a local kid who, you know, just likes to keep things moving. And
too many folks around us know what we were like in high school.
Exactly.
We can never go that step.
I can't get too big that way.
Yeah. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:20. 23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, I'm not trying to set you up, but it's a weird juxtaposition for
you?
Me.
No.
I let you set yourself up, and then I just kind of knock you over a little bit.
I set myself up, you knock me down.
Yeah.
One of those
it's
things.
It's kind of like a Martin and Lewis. I'll be the dead guy, because I keep, you know, you can be the comic.
Jeez.
I love Dean Martin, everything he did. Anyway, I was talking to a friend in Oregon. And there, the state doesn't have to pass their budget until July 10th. All local jurisdictions are required to have their budget in by June 30th. I thought, okay, that's got to be a little bit of magic, you know, or everything's really in the guise of a living document. Okay.
Is the reason so they can see what all the counties spent money on and then they can fill the gaps?
You're asking me to project my knowledge into logic in a state governmental entity. Mm-hmm. You know how many different ways that's bad and wrong?
I could see the advantage the state would have and the conversation that the county would have of if we pay for this and not this, and then the state won't give us money. You know, I mean, holy moly, that would be difficult. So, depending on how closely they look at it, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Less counties in Oregon than California.
It'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know where that one came from. In California, does the state have to have their budget in place by Friday the same way that the county needs to have its adopted?
So they have, well, it's interesting because when I first got into office, they were notoriously late all the time. It would be months. And they would haggle over it. And, you know,
August was kind of a normal time.
Yeah, from what I remember.
Even though the Constitution says different.
Yeah. So they made a new law that the legislatures don't get paid until the budget's finished. And then for the last few years, it's been on time. So. And we already have pretty much the state budget is, you know, we've got the notes from our lobbyists and CSAC and RCRC and, you know, on what the budget looks like.
So
and
pretty good sense.
We have a really good sense of what it's going to be. And then it actually helps us plan ours around that.
Was there consensus?
For
what everybody was kind of interpreting the state budget to be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's usually pretty clear.
Okay.
Yeah. There's not a lot hidden in there. I mean, they're numbers, you know, and so the numbers are either pay you enough to pay for the program or they don't and you get stuck with the bill. So that's what they mostly look for.
Pretty simple. So does the county take that same policy?
What's that?
Having some numbers in there, and sometimes it's there, and sometimes it's not, and you pass it on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll give you an example. The Williamson Act. You know, the state has been, you know, basically not paying for the Williamson Act, and there's some counties who don't participate in the Williamson Act anymore because the state doesn't give counties money for that tax break. But I remember having the conversation, I think it was with Jimmy Smith, and we were talking about, because we were on the budget subcommittee together years ago, and we talked about if we pay for the Williamson Act out of the county money and the program doesn't go away, we're sending this signal to the state that, well, they don't need to pay for it.
Yeah, you step up and you recognize the responsibility.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, it's a state tax break, but we end up paying for it. And, you know, but we finally came to the conclusion that there was enough other counties who completely dropped out that were, you know, bigger than us, that, you know, had more at stake than we did, that we thought that they would still be fighting the fight. And we thought the program was valuable enough in Humboldt County that it was worth paying for it here. So, yeah, I guess, you know, that's one example, but it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, that's more of an odd thing than it is, you know, the norm.
I would think with the retail sales tax dollars that come in, are those, like with the bed tax, about a quarter behind? Do you know roughly how much to make allowances for those areas? And I realize they probably...
We
99% go into the general fund, but it's still, I would think, over a year's period of time, if you're off by 2 or 3% on your projection, that can really either be a nice chunk or whoops.
So our staff, you know, with I had Phil Smith Haynes here and now Amy Nielsen as a CAO, and they were both very conservative with their numbers. You know, and I know that makes some people mad that, you know, but we always guess on the low side. So you have a nice surprise instead of, you can imagine if we gave departments money for positions and then that money didn't come in and then, oh, never mind, you have to go fire that person, you know, and after they had put quite a bit of effort into
all the training and
the computer and, you know, all the other stuff. So we, you know, and I appreciate that they do that. And so if you've ever followed our budget process at the quarter or the halfway, the mid-year budget, it's always, well, we have a little bit of extra, and, you know, we usually have
suck
a couple of things.
We
usually try and put it into our, you know, into
like
our reserves. And ADA is going to be, man, that's going to be a big issue coming up. I don't think people realize how much money that is going to be.
Was it $6 million?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. That's the scary part, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a 5 in front of it.
Like a $56 million?
Yep. Could be. You know, I just, you know, we don't know.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Ryan, before the break, you thought that the ADA could go north of $50 million.
That's a WAG.
Let's see, now in a best case scenario, isn't there? Worst...
Wild.
Available guess?
Wild.
Wild guess. Yeah, okay.
Wild guess.
Yeah, wild. Wild donkey guess.
Yes, okay.
Yep.
But that's
let's say you're
kind
right.
of the numbers we're kicking, you know, that yeah. we're thinking
in
could be worst case scenario.
Oh my.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And you had said 200 buildings.
So yeah,
that's
we have somewhere
a lot
around.
Of buildings for a small little county. For any governmental entity to be responsible for, mm-hmm. I would think. How did it get to 200? Are you talking about outhouses and maintenance sheds?
Yeah, that's
and,
everything.
You know, one or two big buildings.
Well, there's, you know, all the things we lease and everything, you know, we're responsible for ADA and all those, you know, for those.
Not the landlord?
I think it's written into the lease that we are somehow responsible, but. I'm not for sure on that, but I'm pretty sure. So for those that don't know, we got sued before I was in office. We got sued by the.
So you were even younger yet.
Yes.
You keep playing that age card thing, but I appreciate it. You know?
So we got sued by the Department of Justice over the ADA issues in Humboldt, and we didn't do a very good job of, you know, we had the crash that happened, I think, in 06, and the, it was either 06 or 07, and then the crash happened in 08, so that basically the county had no money, and so nothing happened for, you know, hasn't happened, and then this, the DOJ came back around and said, well, you are going to do this one way or the other, and we got them to give us some more time, and then we've been taking it really serious since we, you know, kind of came to, when it came up to the forefront for us or for the board. And we've hired a person who, a company who come through, and they do all the evaluations of every single place to let us know what the issues are there. And, you know, they measure how high the sinks are. They You know, the toilets have to be a certain distance away from the wall. And, you know, so, I mean, they're shown as pictures of these of toilets that are too close to walls. I said, what do? You have to jackhammer out the floor and move the plumbing? And, I mean, it's, we're talking.
Now, considering my overall size, it's a great opportunity to raise everything about 6 inches higher. Mm-hmm. So the phrase thrown truly becomes applicable. Hadn't thought that way, had you?
No.
Yeah, see, now you got all these thrones all over the kingdom of Humboldt.
Mm-hmm. We could name them, you know.
Yeah. Naming rights? Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe that's how we pay for it.
Put a little radio inside there so everybody's content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we got all kinds of ways to be able to monetize this.
We might have to put our heads together here. Not on the throne, though.
Yeah. No. So you got this, it's happening. What is the impact going to be like to the average guy or gal that be aware of it or may not be able to benefit from it?
Well, yeah, so one of the big issues that was identified was the juvenile hall. I mean, it was just full of ADA issues, and we're tearing it down and building a new one, and so that was already happening. I think... you know, the jail is getting some work. They're redoing the vets hall down the street here. What else? The airport has went through quite a bit of remodel, reconstruction. So there's been a lot that's happened. Part of what didn't happen is they didn't document it all. And so we're going, part of this whole exercise is to go back through and see what have we done and, you know, what haven't we done. And so that's one of the other things that they're doing. And then our board had a board retreat down in Garberville, or down over by Bembo, a couple months ago.
Over by, you mean inside?
Well, it was at the campground over at Bembo.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be inside. It was hot that day, too. Speaking of inside, I was dying. So one of the things we identified that it was that we wanted to look at all of our buildings and make it a priority on how do we make this more functional? You know, should we do campus style instead of having everything so spread out? You know, is there a way to be more economical with the way we do things? And make it easier on the public too, so they don't have to go to four buildings to accomplish one task, because it's not a good use of their time either. And so we, through our budget that was just done, we are going to hire a company that'll come through and they'll do an evaluation of all of our buildings and tell us, you know, which ones should we bunch together, which ones should we sell, you know, and make this thing work better.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more.
I didn't answer your question.
That's all right. You'll get another chance when we come back.
Oh, you asked me what it meant for the person, for a local person.
Hang on. We'll be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the concept, and I guess that's probably the easiest way to say it, for the average person. I know there really isn't an average person, but you got lots of folks out there who may not benefit from the ADA, but they're certainly going to be impacted by the financial commitment that is going to these standards. Okay, not to say that's good, bad, or indifferent, but just where is that money being drawn from? If you got $56 million, I'm sure that there's no matching funds that you guys haven't already accessed. There it is. Even if you had 5 years, that's $10 million a year, $11 million a year. That's a pretty good chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it coming from?
So we have been using general fund money. We have actually talked about matching money, like for the jail and the juvenile hall and some, you know, the veterans building, the airport. Those are all ones that you can, there is actually money that you can access, you know. So we use that as much as you can. And then we use general fund. Measure S is also paying for some of it. And then we'll, you know, we haven't talked about this yet at the board, but I wouldn't surprise me if once we get a clearer picture of what the total is, is we haven't got the report back from the company of what the total is, but we may have to.
You know,
do
there's a beast out there. You're just not sure how big the claws are. Yeah. Okay.
And so we also don't know, are they the buildings that we can get matching money on, or are they ones that aren't? And, you know, should we just forgo these ones over here and consolidate, because, you know, some of them may be, you know, teardowns. And oh, the DA, the public defender building is also being rebuilt, and that's a really bad ADA building. I don't know if you've ever been in it, but it's
no, can't say I have.
That's probably good. So we so if some kind of bond came out to, you know, to pay for it, and then we'd be able to pay that back slower, you know, that if we, you know, we could pay it back 30 years, say, instead of trying to do it all at once. We won't be able to do it all at once.
Yeah.
But there's an opportunity out of this, though, that we have.
Are you going back to thrones?
Yeah. Well, we have lots of old buildings that are in dire need of makeover. You know, they're old. Some of them are falling apart. And if we could get rid of some of them, consolidate, you know, do the campus style rehab, we have an opportunity to rehab these buildings and make the whole system a lot nicer. And, you know, this won't happen in my tenure here, because this will probably all happen, you know, by the time they're all fixed up, it'll be after I'm gone. But it, you know, for going, you know, 10, 15 years from now, I think we have an opportunity to have some really nice county buildings that are going to be last for another 60, 70 years, and that'll be someone else's problem.
Yeah. Are there still sacred cows in the system? So when you're looking at where the monies are coming from, are there still sacred cows?
You mean as far as like the general fund of not touching it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they, I mean, we, when we talk about, especially the general fund, you know, it's like that's your only revenue that you can really spend it on, what the priorities of the county are. So you try to be really, really careful with it. And we're also, you know, one of our big goals is to get up to over $10 million in reserves. And the next time there's a downturn, we'll be ready for it. And so that's another big high priority for our board. So we're, you know, these are a lot of competing interests here, but we're doing our best. And actually, the budget's the best it's been since I've been here. This is, you know,
good. Now make it better, buddy.
We're always trying to make it better.
We've been talking shop with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. I'll see you then.